Hiya, it's the team talk. I am Josh Sexton, and Jurgen Klopp has just held his pre-Leicester City press conference where he's defended Mo Salah, he's talked up Jamie Vardy, he's addressed his injury issues, and he's even slaughtered some politicians in the meantime as well. Joining me to react to that are Chloe Bloxham, Adam Smith, and Mike Kearney. We've also got Pete Selby on the show in the second part to give us the opposition view, and we'll do some team selection and score predictions as always in the third part. We'll start with the Salah stuff though, and Chloe, I'll come to you first. It's been interesting over the last few days that the whole sort of Salah situation, because I don't think I've ever seen a club trying so hard to get a player back with a negative test. It seems like he's being tested daily at the moment, Mo Salah. They've flown him back on this pre-prepared COVID-safe plane from Egypt to London. He's apparently meant to be back today, and I imagine the club are going to be trying to do everything they can to get him on that pitch on Sunday.
Yeah, and I think you could tell, you know, in the press conference that Jurgen Klopp didn't want to say anything publicly about what he thought about it. You know, he referred to the time where he was in Germany a bit during lockdown, and at the last moment, you know, over there they could have parties with 50 people, and at the last moment he decided not to go. And I think, you know, he kept talking about the discipline of his players, so he definitely doesn't want to throw Salah under the bus. And obviously, he understands the importance of his brother's wedding or whatever it was that he went to. It's now just the point of it's kind of done and dusted. You've just got to forget about it now and move forward. You've got to try and, you know, he hasn't got any symptoms, and hopefully he'll be back sooner rather than later. It's just, you know, if he can get back in time for the next. Well, I personally don't think he'll be back in time for Leicester, so it's whether he can be back in time for midweek, which, for me, that's a bit of a push. But, you know, Jurgen Klopp has his players back. He said in the press conference that he's already spoke to Salah privately. So, you know, whatever he had to say to Salah, that's already been resolved, it's already been forgot about. And now it's just a case of, let's get him back, let's get him, you know, better in the sense of he no longer has it, and let's make sure that the rest of the players in our squad don't get it off him. So yeah, there's not much to say on Salah apart from the fact that, you know, we can all have our opinions as football fans and saying that he probably, you know, maybe should have thought of the wider situation and the fact that you're a professional footballer, you earn this much amount of money, you know, this is your job, like, you should probably think about that. But at the same time, you know, if someone told you to go and miss your brother's wedding, you'd be a bit like, but everyone else can go. Like, in that country, they've got different rules. Like, you know, everyone can go, apart from me, and that's something special that, you know, you'd miss out on. So I can understand both sides of the story. At this point, you know, I didn't think we have a starting 11 anyway, so I'm kind of just done with it all. Like, I just don't care. As many, just, you know, any more people who get COVID or injuries, like, I think I'm numb to it all. I can't actually process it. So, yeah, it's just one of those things now that we have to move forward from.